Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, well, calm down.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. God bless you all. Listen, we'd like to say good morning. Welcome to this gorgeous and beautiful Saturday morning. Love Moments with John and Lisa is live on the air with Pastor Keir, the blessed engineer. Listen, we just want to tell you, we thank you all for listening in, tuning in, and spending your Saturday 10 a.m. with me and this beautiful, vivacious, gorgeous woman sitting here next to me. We thank God for you to joining in with us. Listen, we have a special show today. I'm telling you, I am excited. I want to just, you know, just scream to the top of the roof and just give a couple of shouts out, you know, to some people. We have a blessed show for you today. I believe that you all are going to be just touched by what you're going to hear today. I want to give a shout out to a real good dear friend of mine. His name is Prophet Dale Hopson. I know he's always listening to the show. I thank God for this man of God. I truly believe that Jesus Christ is the reason that I'm where I'm at today. But I know for a fact that it is because I have men like him, Pastor Keir, and other great men and women of God in my life that helps me to be where I need to be at, to do what I need to do. I'm telling you, so we're excited about the show today, and we're going to have some special guests on with us, and we're going to be just kind of, like we always said, put a little bit of love in your ear. So if you give us just a few moments, I'm going to let my beautiful wife tell everybody hello this morning.
Good morning, everybody, and happy Saturday to you, and happy Memorial Day weekend. Hopefully everybody is spending some precious time with family and friends and, you know, just enjoying this beautiful weather we're having. I am so grateful that you have taken the time to join us today, and even more grateful and so proud of the two people that we'll be interviewing today, and that is my daughter Skylar and my son-in-law Brent Cannon. And we're just going to spend a few minutes talking to them. This is a young couple that are doing fantastic things with their lives. And I just want to just publicly let everybody know how proud we are of them. So we will be here shortly. And Pastor Keir, do you want to share some of the upcoming prayer lines that we have in store? And I might have put him on the spot, so please forgive me.
Yeah, we'll share that information later towards the end of the show, but we do have some big news coming up for the Love Moment broadcast. We will be transitioning into a full-time internet radio station, WCUW.net. So for all of you that are listening to the show, you'll hear it still here on Blog Talk Radio until we make the full transition, but you'll be able to join John and Lisa Caston Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. On WCUW.net. You'll be able to listen to some of the rebroadcasts, and so get your pen and paper ready, get ready to take some notes. And I believe that your special guests have arrived on the line, so you can introduce your special guest again.
Okay, hello, and we want to just say welcome, Skylar and Brent Cannon, and how you guys doing?
We're good.
Hey, like I said, this is our lovely daughter and my great son-in-law. Hold on 1 second.
And okay. I just want to add this out there real quick. If you're trying to listen to the show and speak on the show at the same time, turn off what you're listening to, because it's going to bring feedback. Just letting you know.
We already fixed it.
All right. Bless.
once again, this is our lovely daughter, Skylar, and our great son-in-law, Brent Cannon. Listen, I just want to tell everybody that, you know, you have those opportunities in life where you have people that you connect with, people that bring joy to your life. I'm telling you, these two, this is it. Very, very beautiful couple, young couple, but yet they've actually been married for how long, Brent?
4 years.
4 years. Now, I'm telling you, you have to know them to kind of understand what I'm talking about. And, I mean, we're gonna start off a battery of questions. I want to put them on the spot. For everybody that know about me and Brent, you know, he is my son-in-law. I call him my son, but I actually look at him as one of my best friends. When he has to take off and leave and go back to his duty station, he's in the Air Force, when he goes back to his duty station, I actually had this little soft spot in my heart that says, you know, man, I'm going to miss this dude. Because he brings so much fun to the house whenever he's around. And, you know, it just makes it that much more. But we're going to ask him some questions. We're going to put him on the spot. And, you know, we're going to have some fun just like we always do. Babe, I'm going to let you ask the first question.
Okay. So I'm going to make the first one easy. So, Skylar, you are how old, just for the audience so that everybody can know?
22.
And Brent?
Just turned 24 2 weeks ago.
Happy belated birthday, by the way. And something else that we're going to be celebrating for Brent as well is he just made Airman of the Year with the Air Force. That was awesome. Yay! So we'll be celebrating that, too, this weekend. But we were talking the other day, and you guys said something about how it's kind of funny, but it's not funny, but they are a young couple, and they're married, and you just don't see that happening much. So tell us a little bit about why you guys decided to get married when you did.
I guess we decided to get married when we did. When he was first about to leave to go to the military, I guess we already knew that we wanted to get married, and he ended up leaving at a different time that we thought he was going to. And when he left, we didn't want him to be gone, and we were just, you know, boyfriend or girlfriend and things like that. We wanted, you know, we meant a lot to each other, and we knew we wanted to get married. So we wanted to have that when he left, just for us to have a stronger connection and just so that we could, you know, what was important to me, just to make sure that we were doing the right thing as well. So
how did you know?
I mean, I guess for me, I would say
it was the way.
Did you get seasick? Well, I guess that too. But, I mean, I guess for me, because I never wanted to get married, and so when I found somebody who actually changed my mind about that and made me feel comfortable to do that, I think is what kind of, yeah. Oh, I felt like
that's saying a lot.
That would open up a can of worms, but we won't go to that. I will say that for another interview, but
that's saying a lot.
Brent, how did you know?
I knew like a long time ago, like 6 years ago. Like when I first saw her, I didn't like know, oh, I'm marrying her, but it was like, well, who's that? Like, I really have to at least see who she is and like actually talk to her and speak with her. So we met through some mutual friends. So I like begged the guy, yo, tell me who Skylar is. Who is she? What's her vitals and everything like that?
Her vitals?
Her vitals.
Hey, everybody, he is in medical, so you got to kind of catch some of the lingo. So.
But I was just very, I wouldn't say, well, I was very eager to know her and to know further about her. And then I met her mom and everything.
Sealed the deal.
And all the vitals checked out.
well, listen, I mean, I can say this truly. As a couple, they are a breath of fresh air. They know how to have fun. They know how to enjoy themselves. I wouldn't consider them religious, but I truly believe that they have a dire heart to know the Lord. And so anybody that knows me, I really can't stand religious stuff anyway, because I truly feel like if you know the word of God, then you kind of understand that when you start dealing with religious people, you start dealing with issues. And, I mean, looking at this couple, it actually gives you – it makes you want to push harder to, you know, just to make everything, you know, balance out. One thing I would love to say about these two is that watching them and watching the love that they have for each other, it makes you want to be more in love, you know, with your spouse. And I'm telling you, I mean, the they can finish each other's sentences. They kind of have their little music clips down. She's a wonderful artist. He's, like I said, he's in the military. They just click when you see him. They wrestle. They do everything that I think couples, or Skylar does beat them up a lot, but they do everything that you would want to see, not just a young couple do, but even a mature couple should have that type of love and, you know, balance with one another. And so that is what sparks me. But, Brent, you know, in this day and time, and this is leading into a question, in this day and time as a man, you know, we have so many different, you know, how do you say it? We have so many different mannerisms. I'm going to say mannerisms or mannisms is what my wife is saying. But, you know, I do the love moment column on Facebook. With today's society and the pressure that we as men feel from, you know, the television, the movies, the music industry, you know, how is it that you keep yourself balanced in your relationship?
I would say we have a lot of fun. So I think I make a priority, though, number one, is to have fun. And I know that she likes to laugh a lot. So if I know that if she laughs every morning, every afternoon, and every night, then everything else will, like, fall into place. Mm-hmm. So I think when you focus, though, too much, you got to, I got to make sure she feels love. I got to make sure I do this, make sure – just make sure she's having fun.
Okay.
She's having fun. Everything else will definitely fall into place. So I text her, throw an inside joke in the middle of the day, or just call her, just say something funny, and you know what I mean? So if you start with the both of you having fun, laughing all day, every day, then I really think everything else will definitely fall into place. Because if you're happy, then you'll stay happy.
Hey, man, listen, I'm telling you, That's something that sounds like my granddad right there. That's that old man speak. And to be honest, like I said, Brent works hard. Like my wife said, you know, and it's evident because he was selected for Airman of the Year, which is a highly coveted, you know, award for the Air Force. Won't hold that against him that he's in the Air Force. Everybody knows I'm in the Navy. Go Navy. Hey, this is Memorial Day weekend, and it's not to celebrate, you know, the ones of us that are here. It's to celebrate the ones that have fallen for our freedoms in this country. With a lot of things going on, you know, it makes me proud to be able to call him my son. Everybody knows that I love children, but this is a grown man, but I have an affinity for him that you can't give that to anybody. You can't give people those places in your heart. So the next question, I'm going to let my wife ask Skylar a question. Okay, she just gave me the hands up, so I'm going to ask the question. Skylar, I asked Brent a question about society and, you know, how men are pressured. I want to ask you a question, you know, with, and you can't give me, I don't watch TV. But with reality TV, you know, the Real Housewives of every other city in the country, you know, those type of pressures, you know, the Bentleys and all those type of things. How do you stay focused? How do you focus on your marriage?
I mean, I feel like if we're talking about anything monetary, it's something that, you know, that's what we're working towards. So I don't have any issues with, you know, working towards something and not having everything fall in your lap all there at once, because then I feel like you can't appreciate anything. But as far as staying focused on my marriage, I guess for me,
I have a mindset that, you know, I got married for a reason. And so for me, I guess it's not hard to have a focus on my marriage, because I guess if any of those thoughts were to ever come up, you know, I always have a belief in my mind that if you get married, you got married for a reason. And, you know, that's supposed to be your best friend. That's supposed to be the person who you can always go to. So it shouldn't be an issue on, you know, being able to stay in line or anything like that, because I feel like you should never even get to that point where you feel like you need to find peace elsewhere. Like, you should always go back to your mate and things like that. So, I mean, I guess that's why I never have an issue. It's, you know, I got married and I have my ways where, you know, I only want to get married once. It's only a one-time deal. And I guess it's as simple as that for me.
Wow. Wow. That's deep. And
we're not getting out of this, huh, babe?
Nope.
thanks, Grandma.
Deal.
Hey, listen, like I said, if you're listening, you can feel not just the love, but the wisdom that comes along with the love. I wanna just say that, you know, I truly pray and hope that me and you know, Mom here are giving a good example, you know, to you guys in that arena. But I'm telling you, I take privilege at being around them, going out to eat with them, doing anything with them. Brent loves sports, and he'll start the date, but then he'll want to break away to go look at his sports. I can't be mad at him. That was me, and I loved it. I love it, but the beautiful part about it is she gives him space. I want to give another shout-out to Brent. This is not Man Saturday, but, you know, this guy went to go shopping with a good friend of his yesterday.
He had a play date.
He had a play date, as they want to call it. But I'm telling you, I think that that's awesome that she let him get out with his friends and have a good time. But instead of shopping for himself, he comes back and he's got stuff for her. He's got more stuff for her than he's got for himself. You can't tell me that ain't something that's smooth. So I want to ask another question. Matter of fact, I'm not going to ask a question. I'm going to let my wife ask a question instead of sitting up here smiling, looking beautiful as she does. But go ahead, love.
Okay. I guess it's kind of a question, but it's more of an observation, I guess. I don't know if it's a question, but what it is, I just admire how, you know, although we're close and, you know, we love you guys, but you guys, you keep your marriage to yourself. You don't, I don't know if I'm wording that correctly, but we're not in your business and, you know, you guys aren't in our business, but yet we are connected and intimate. So how do you do that? Because we don't ever have, I can say with their marriage, if anything was ever going on, Skyla wouldn't be the one to call me. Brent might call me and say, hey, Mom, what do you think about this? But so how do you manage that with being a young couple and keeping people out of your business?
Especially watching all these TV shows. I'm going to caveat back to the TV shows that they telling all their business in society today, and that's how people just respond nowadays. But go ahead.
I mean, I feel like we're so alike in that aspect where we're both very private and we understand that you telling your business to everybody is not going to fix it, because, you know, you can be mad and go tell your best friend, oh, he did this, he did that, blah, 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 blah. And then, but then at the end of the day, for one, it's going to bite you in the foot, because, you know, then she's going to remember that, and, you know, you're the one in love with him, and, you know, or he's the one in love with you, but then when y'all get around and they giving them the side eye and this, that, it doesn't fix anything. So it, you know, it's something that you should discuss amongst yourselves. And I mean, especially for us, we're the only, I mean, he has a couple of friends that are married, but for myself, I only have, you know, single friends. So for me to go and try to tell my problems to somebody who's single and I'm married, you can't help me in that department.
But, I mean, I've never been one to really want to tell all my business anyway. So, and he's the exact same way. He's probably much more strict about it than I am. So I feel like we just kind of get that so good just because that's how we naturally are. Yeah, I don't know.
Wow, that was a good response. Brent want to talk, y'all. I'm saying, he like, give me the mic. Go ahead, Drake.
No, I just think that we have, like, a natural, like, knack for just solving problems, like, within our marriage. And, like, that we'll pray about it, though, a lot. And we speak about problems a lot. And but, though, I think more than anything, though, I talk to myself, though, more than probably than me and her speak. So if I know I did something wrong, then I'm sure that she'll let me know. So that night, I wouldn't be able to sleep. That next morning, like, I figure out what I did. Or if I think that she did something wrong, so I still have to figure out what I did to provoke that. So I think there's two sides to every single street. So there's not really a time where she's the only one culprit of or the problem or whatever. And I think that we really just have a natural knack for just solving problems on our own and just being real independent.
Wow. Wow, now I mean, if you are listening in and you can't hear the wisdom, I'm telling you, this is stuff that, you know, older people used to teach. And I'm telling you, it's a lost art. Relationship is a lost art. And you're not finding a lot of younger people that are, you know, focusing on each other. They're worried about the bling. They're worried about, you know, what's going to happen, you know, 20, 30 years down the line. You know, is he going to still look good? Do I need to get plastic surgery? What's going on with this? You know, I want to ask a question to you all. And one of you can answer, both of you can answer, but I want to ask a question to you that's concerning not just your generation, but marriages as a whole. Because, like you said, you got 4 years in, and anybody knows in the American workplace, 2 years of doing something every day, day in, day out, you're considered an expert. Now, people will tell you, well, they need to be married 30 years before they can figure it out. But I know some people that have been married 30 years that can't stand each other. And so you can. I want to ask this question. As far as younger couples or people that are dating that are interested in making a vow to spend the rest of their lives with each other, what would be a word of advice that you would give them?
Don't be scared, which was my huge, huge problem of just having a fear of having maybe a repeat relationship of things that I had seen, or, you know, it failing or different things like that. But, I mean, obviously it completely depends on the person that you pick. So I feel like in a lot of ways you have to know yourself before you can find somebody else for you. Which, you know, obviously when people are 17 and 18 years old, like we were when we got married, you know, everybody says, you know, you're too young, you don't know what you want, different things like that. But even as far as knowing what you don't want and being able to look for that too can always help you. So, I mean, because I have friends myself who, you know, they'll be in relationships and, like, one little thing will go wrong and they're, you know, they're over it. They're, you know, and that mindset will, you can't get anywhere with
so
that.
So, wait a minute, Scarlett, your relationship ain't perfect.
No.
Oh, wow. I'm blown away. Brent, you?
It's definitely not perfect. I think that you really got to take the good with the bad. Though I think, like with anything, though in life, it's never going to be perfect. It's never going to be like what you – you're not going to get everything that you want, and I think that's vice versa. I think that you have to be able to be optimistic about a lot of things. So if it gets rough in the beginning, like my wife said, though, you can't be scared. So you have to work out every single problem, and you have to realize and understand that it'll pay off, though, in the long run. Because I just lost my train of thought, but
okay.
But the hardships that we had though in the beginning of our marriage, because though I got married at 19, and she was only 18. So we definitely had our backs against the wall. We had a lot of the naysayers, oh, you guys shouldn't have did it. No, it's too early. You're too young, this and that, and just tons of other things. But I think that all the hardships, and I look back on it, it's so much worth it the 4 years later, and she wakes up with a smile on her face. So.
Wow. Wow, that's saying a lot. That's deep. I mean, listen, we don't have cue cards. We're not pumping and, you know, prodding them to speak anything.
As a matter of fact, we asked them. John and I both thought about it the night before, last night, to ask them, but we didn't discuss it until this morning. And then we just said, hey, let's interview Skylar and Brett. And I'm so glad that we did. But it's coming together because, of course, it's love moments and it's Memorial Weekend. And so we get the opportunity to do vets and love all in one weekend. So,
oh, wow.
That's
saying something. Hey, for the sake of time, we only have a few more minutes, and we definitely want to ask a few more questions. Pastor Keir, do you have anything you'd like to ask these two? I know you don't know them real well, but we know that Holy Spirit leads and guides. So do you have anything you want to ask?
Hey, man of God, I'm going to tell you something. I am so honored to meet this young couple. It is such a blessing to see. And as you all are speaking, you all are holding each other's destiny in your hands. You all are depending on one another to take you to the place that you've always dreamed about going. And I know God is getting ready to lead you guys there. I'm so excited to see what God is getting ready to do in your marriage. It's going to be explosive. The next couple of years of your lives are going to be great. And I just thank God that you guys are sharing this information, because somebody's going to hear this. And they're going to stop having the regrets of getting married and the worries and the doubts of getting married. You guys did it the right way, and this is your time. This is your season. It's an honor to meet you guys. So that's all I had to say. Amen.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you, man of God. Listen, we definitely need to bring them back. We definitely need them to come back, because you have to hear the story. There is a story that goes along with this. When I heard the story, I think my eyes welled up with tears, because, like I said, there's a fairy tale story that still exists in the land. And so everything that you're hearing today, like I said, is genuine. We're not just doing this for ratings sake or show sake. We wanted them here because, like I said, even though they're our children, they are actually good guides even for us. Like I said, anytime you can go and you can find a couple that's vibrant, full of life, full of energy, that can make each other smile and make everybody in the room laugh, you got something special in this day and time. Because, like I said, you know, with the way that pressures in society is going, it's kind of scary to think of what it's going to look like a few years down the line. But we can truly tell you that we hold in high regard, you know, this couple, because I truly believe that God put people like them together so that he can continuously show us that marriage is worth it. Marriage is the way to go. I know society is saying that, you know, we need to have same-sex marriages, we need to have open union marriages, we need to – and I get it. That's what the world's going to do. That's how they're going to respond. But if we truly do it the right way, this is the benefit and this is the result of what you're going to get. So we definitely want to bring them back. And like I said, once again, it's a privilege and an honor to bring you good, wholehearted, healthy love radio. This is what it's all about right here. So once again, thank you all for joining us. It's truly a privilege and an honor sharing our time with you guys, having you here listening to us with Love Moments with John and Lisa. Once again, we like to thank Skylar and Brent Cannon for joining us today. We thank God for them. And, hey, I would be remiss to miss out my grandpup, Cassius,
yes,
Clay Cannon.
Yes.
He's out in Beverly Hills or Fort Wayne, you know, kicking it. And Bloomington, kicking it in the doggy suite with a TV, hi-fi stereo, and all of that good stuff. But listen, we love you guys. Thank you so much for spending your time with us on this Saturday. God bless you, and until we see you all again next week, Hey, thank you for joining us on Love Moments with John and Lee.
Love you guys.
All right. God bless you guys. Also, make sure that you join us on the Monday night prayer line at 7:30 p.m. If you don't have the number to that prayer line, I'll be glad to give it to you right now. That number is 605-562-0020. The access code is 707-303-047 pound, and you'll be able to connect with John and Lisa Casson on that prayer line every Monday night at 7:30 p.m. Make sure you check out Prophet Dale Hobson Thursday nights at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. He is doing an amazing broadcast, and he will also will be transitioning over to WCUW.net with Christ You Win. And I'm telling you, I'm on there every night from 9 to 11 playing Christian rap music, and it's really been a blessing. So God bless you. We'll see you next Saturday right here on Love Moments with John and Lisa Casson. We love you.